to me. So thank you for welcoming me. I have my time set here so I don't go over and bore you, but they have asked me to just share some of my stories with you, or how I've come to Holy Family and what it means to me. I moved to Pasadena 20 years ago. I had a 1- and 4-year-old son. I now have 5 children. My oldest is now 24. So things have changed in my life a lot over the last 20 years. And when I first got here, I remember moving into our new house and I said, we have to find a parish. And someone in my neighborhood that I met at the park said, oh, you have to go look at Holy Family South Pass. So right away, I came over, I filled out our little card, and it said on the bottom, what are your gifts or talents? Well, I was a teacher before I had my children, so I put that down, and they said, oh, would you teach CCD? I'm like, oh, sure, I'll do that. So, you know, they asked me, I came, I did that for a couple years. Then as my kids got a little bit older and I had more kids, I worked on the preschool Sunday school, then I worked on the fair. As they got a little bit older and I had kids in the confirmation, I would help with that. Then one day, you know, they would always come to me asking, oh, would you like to do this? Would you like to do that? And I felt like it was the Lord speaking to me, telling me, you know, why don't you try this out? And honestly, in the end, it was always so rewarding. It was rewarding to me, and I felt like it was helping others too. But then there was one day I had a calling myself where I wanted to be a Eucharistic minister. So I made the call instead of someone calling me. And I have to tell you, doing this changed my life in so many ways. And when I do it, I look into so many different people's eyes and see the journey that each person is going through. And this, you know, even though nobody asked me to do this, I felt inside a calling to do this. So what I'm saying to you today is I hope, you know, you will be involved in whichever way you want to be. And don't wait for that call to come, because maybe it's not where you are in your life right now. I know when my mother was sick in the hospital, I really had a calling to want to do ministry to the sick, because I realized how important it was when Holy Family was there for me, visiting my mother and helping my family through these times. And then once my mother passed on, I didn't have that in my life anymore, but I did have that experience of knowing what it felt like and to have that support of a family. And we all know, we all have families. We have big families, small families, and we have roles in our families. That's kind of like this community at Holy Family. We have a role here, and it might change tomorrow. It might change in a year from now. My father makes me laugh a lot because he tells people, this is my daughter, but now she's my mother. And I think, oh boy, but it is true. You know, when I had small children to now I have, this year actually, I have 1 out of college, 1 in high school, 1 in middle school, and 1 in elementary school. So the year my daughter went to kindergarten, my youngest, my oldest went to college. And you know, you just see different parts of your life in different stages. So I hope you will find somewhere in this beautiful parish to be involved and help others. About your contribution too, I know Cambria will talk about that too. I know in my life things have changed over the years where I have maybe some more means to give, or if I don't at that time, then I'll be doing things, maybe giving at the giving bank, rather than providing some turkeys for everyone. I know they're asking for turkeys right now. So, oh, I am over. It's 4 minutes and 4.5 minutes, but I hope that I brought something to you this morning, and it will urge you to give in a different way than the way you are now. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you. God bless.